Mina lapha ngikhangelele ukuthi uJoe Biden akhulume into abantu abazayizwa. Abantu sebejele ukuzwa izinto ukuthi usemdala useliqhebu, kodwa bengakhulumi nge-economy lokuma kwezinto. Bekuthiwa kuzaba le-recession and they've managed to do very well against that. So ukuthi i-economy is bought this cut in mind. Even last quarter, the previous quarter, all president bathola 1-2%, 3% growth. He's done excellent. Uzo Biden is 5.25%. Kulezinto amele ukuthi azikhulume, angazungule umuntu antshintshe ithena yakhe, but it has to resonate with abantu namhlanje ukuthi bebone izinto ezenzakalayo. Njalo kulezinto eziningi ezingakhulunywayo which are usayithi yabantu. Ngokuba lixhebhu kwakho uJoe Biden, abantu abaningi bebelieve ukuthi uKamala uyobe ngupresident, ukuthi uniyonda olungiselela ukuba ngupresident. And uma uwumuntu oku-right wing, sukhangelela ukuthi uKamala usesubuse 4 years, engaze bewine futhi uyawina, uyasubusa 8 years.
Sizwa kuthiwa yena ngokwakhe umnumzana Donald Trump uthi uza yethula amazwi aphikisa lawo ayabethulwe ngumongameli Biden. Ngokubona kwakho uTrump yena engakhulumani
khona lokhu ukuthi ebekhuluma ngapho uBiden ekhuluma ngalo indlela yokukhupha iviewership, ukuthi into uBiden abezikhuluma engaze khuphe nje 1 or 2 abangasoze bemlaleli. As close as the election is expected to be, uyakwanisa ukuthi ingxenye awine. That is the strategy. Ngoba kuningi uBiden angakhuluma ngakho okuzenza ukuthi uTrump ahluzuke kakhulu namhla. Umama Casey laphana eNew York wathi bemsuka ngumama lana wathi ya mna phela nakwazi phela vele ukuthi ngile mali eningi. Wonke umuntu wathi hayi vele vele. But into sekuthiwa kabhadale usedliwe. Kwathi aliyakwazi ukuthi kakula muntu ohlalele imali njalo. But into sekuthiwa kabhadala. So ziningi izinto ezingavela. So yena laphana ukuthi ebephikisana la iJoe Biden. Ukuyenzakala ukuthi umuntu asplithe i-screen and then amapointi ka-Biden engasawi kuhle.